President Trump released a video last night that's being called the most divisive political ad in decades. It features a twice-deported Mexican immigrant bragging in court about killing police officers and a man identified by Fox News as deported immigrant in caravan.
He says he wants to apply for pardon for the felony he committed. Attempt of murder.
The video asks, who else would Democrats let in? It's being compared to the ad featuring furloughed rapist Willie Horton that helped sink Michael Dukakis' 1988 presidential campaign. That one came from the Republican strategist Lee Atwater, who apologized for it before his death. We've asked the Republican Party chair to come on. We hope she does. But today, Tom Perez, chair of the Democratic National Committee. Tom, welcome.
Always great to be with you, Robin.
Well, let's start with the question that everyone's asking. Is your party doing enough to offset not just this ad, but the entire campaign that we're hearing against immigrants? We are hearing from Democrats who are wondering, is the party doing enough to get out information, for instance, that, you know, a fraction of illegal immigrants are criminals, that the caravan that's heading to the U.S. is 800 miles away and is not funded by Democrats, but by left-leaning churches, and that people are legally going to apply for asylum?
Of course we are. And this is distracting Donald. This is divisive Donald. This is fear-mongering Donald at its worst. This is dog whistle politics at its worst. They don't want to talk about health care. Health care is the number one issue for voters going into this election. They don't want to talk about it because they want to cut access to health care for people with pre-existing conditions. They want to raise the cost of prescription drugs. They want to cut Medicare. They want to cut Medicaid. They want to cut Social Security. And they don't want voters to focus on those core issues. And so they're distracting people. We are a government of laws, and we are a nation of immigrants, and we can do both. I'm proud of our immigrant tradition. You are correct that the caravan is 800 miles away. The work that we have done in the Obama administration to make sure that we were providing a pathway to citizenship. It was a long pathway to citizenship, but the comprehensive immigration bill that was passed in 2013, the Republicans refused to pass it in 2014. Our immigrant history has always been what's made America strong, and we are a nation of laws, and we have always enforced the laws.
But you know, and you're saying that what he's doing, what the president and his party are doing, is distracting. But people don't want you to be as dismissive of it. They worry that it's working.
Well, I tell you, where I go right now, people understand that the biggest threat that they see in their lives is losing health care because they've got diabetes and they get health insurance. They see the biggest threat in their lives is their kids' education is being thwarted because they're going to school 4 days a week because Republican leadership in places like Oklahoma and Kansas has cut the school week to 4 days. They see the biggest threat to their life is that they're trying to form a union so that they can get better wages, and that's not happening. Donald Trump wants to distract people from the issues that animate them, that are the issues that are front and center in their lives right now, Robin, and that's what this is all about. This is his number one dog whistle that he blows when he is in trouble.
But he blows
it
loud.
It's the immigration dog whistle.
He blows it loud.
He blows it loudly.
And he blocks out a lot of things, and we're reading about Democrats, for instance, voters in today's New York Times who say what the Democrats are putting up in response isn't enough. Barack Obama, who came out as one of the main closers this week, Joe Biden, he's been around for decades. Their concern is Democrats need somebody to match, you know, the flame-throwing of Donald Trump. Does the party not have that person that's needed?
Well, you know, when they go low, we go vote. If the question presented is we need to go in the gutter because he's in the gutter, I don't think that's what the American people want.
Oh, no, it wasn't. I think it was more just to get the message out.
I think we've been delivering a very, very clear message that Democrats are fighting for the issues that matter most for you. Democrats are fighting for health care. Democrats are fighting for education that works for everyone. Democrats are fighting for shared prosperity for everyone. Democrats believe that our dreamers should have a pathway to citizenship. Democrats believe we should be passing comprehensive immigration reform. Democrats believe that we should absolutely secure the borders, and we have laws in place that do that.
Do you worry about the Democrats who are trying to take this into their own hands? They're confronting politicians in restaurants and in elevators. And the Republicans have been able to turn that into, you know, they are mobs and we are jobs, not mobs. If you can, just before I know I have to let you go, can you come up with a phrase that succinct for Democrats? And what's your prediction for next week?
Well, I think Democrats are going to do very well because we're fighting for the issues that people care about. We're not angry mobs. We have angry moms who want to make sure that their kids have access to good education. We want to do away with the divisiveness, the politics of fear and division that is Donald Trump's middle name. And that is why this is not simply an election about health care and access to jobs that pay a fair wage. This is about who we are as a nation. We can be, and we are, a nation of immigrants. America is great because America is good. And I think those good people are going to come out next week and send a very clear message to Donald Trump that we're not going to take the politics of fear and division.
Tom Perez, chair of the Democratic National Committee. I know you're busy. Thanks for your time.
My pleasure.